Today is the day the Lord has made. Amen. Let it not slip away from us. Let us take full advantage to do His will and not ours. I heard that this week. I just wanted to share it with y'all, which I think is absolutely the truth every day. It's Mother's Day. It's a day of celebration. It's a joyful day. It's a day that we get to celebrate our moms and our wives and the young ladies as they soon to be growing up. So this morning I want to talk to you about the virtuous woman. But first of all, I want to give you a little history of Mother's Day, because when I was doing this lesson, I want to say, when did Mother's Day start? I wanted to look back at it. And then when I looked back at it, I found a lot of interesting stuff. During the 19th century, the woman peace group in the United States tried to establish a holiday, and their regular activities is in favoring of peace and against war. A common early activity that the meeting of the groups of mothers whom sons have found who were fought or died on opposite sides. Basically what they did, the mothers came together and the country was divided in the Civil War. But they wanted to bring both sides back together. And that's what the early Mother's Day's goals were working towards, is getting rid of that divide that was going on in our country. Getting rid of that divide that was going on during that Civil War. In 1868, Ann Jarvis, mother, organized a committee to establish a Mother's Friends Day, the purpose of which was to reunite families that have been divided during the Civil War. You know, during that time frame, you had family members that were on both sides. They were fighting against each other. And her whole goal was to bring them back together. Ann Jarvis, who had previously organized a Mother's Day work club to improve sanitation and health for both Union and Confederates at camp undergoing a breakout, wanting to extend this into an annual memorial of mothers. Does that kind of sound familiar? Are we going through super breakouts and situation? And her whole goal was to take care of both sides. To care. Didn't care what side they were on. Cared about them and what they were going through. Going through a typhoid, a breakout, a bad thing. And she wanted to make sure both sides were taken care of. The first Mother's Day was done by her sister, because she passed away. It was in Andrews Church in West Virginia, May 10th, 1908. It was in the church where the first one was celebrated. What better fitting that it would be to celebrate mothers than it would be at church. That's why we do it the second Sunday of May of every year, because Ann Jarvis established that. But what does the Bible say about mothers? So often I think us as men, we kind of not really see what they do. Don't have a true appreciation of what mothers do and what our wives do and what ladies do for us each and every day. So often I think the ladies, because I hear it so often, is when you say thank you for something they've done for you, they say, no biggie, don't worry about it. To them, it's just an everyday occurrence. But as we go through what we just read, and I appreciate you reading that, it's not an everyday occurrence. It has a huge impact on our life as a family, on our life here in the church, in the community. When the Mother's Day was first established to celebrate what mothers do for the community and for others and for ourselves. I think we can get a better appreciation if we truly break down what God feels about mothers and wives and young ladies and all the people who are put in this virtuous woman state. First of all, it starts out, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. In other words, we can't put a value on what mothers do. We can't put a value. It's so great that there's no way we can measure how important they are or how important you ladies are, because y'all have a huge impact. So often you sit in the background and you get things done. So often even in the church, a lot of things happen around here that we don't even know about because y'all ladies take care of it. And us men, so often we get that tunnel vision doing our daily things, I think we take it for granted sometimes. Because we are so busy doing our daily lives, we forget what our women do for us each and every day. And verse 12, it tells us, she brings him good, not harm, all the days of his life. The women that are in this congregation, I know for a fact, meet this. The women look out for us all the days. They don't think about themselves. They think about others. They think about what needs to be done to make sure their men are taken care of or their children are taken care of. They work towards doing for others before themselves. Their whole goal in life is to make sure that we're taken care of. As we grew up as little children, and then we come men and adults, it's the women of our lives that have taken care of us. In verse 14, they're like a merchant ship. I like this one. Because, men, do you really think about what all it takes to put that food on the table? When we come home from work or when we've been busy, we come home and our food is ready and prepared. She just didn't cook it out of the blue. A lot of times, talking about that merchant ship, when you talk about a merchant ship, when somebody don't have the goods that they need and they want it, and when they see that merchant ship come across that water, it's saying, great, all the things that I want is coming to me. But, you know, ladies, you have to go shopping. And I went shopping with Kim a few times, and that ain't no fun. I give her a lot of, you go to Walmart. I don't know if y'all been to Walmart grocery shopping. She grabs the time because she wants to do it at one time. She'll have two baskets. I don't know how she does it, but it takes planning and work for her to make sure that you have that meal that you eat each and every day. It's always there. It's always prepared. And you don't have to think twice about it as men. But they plan it out. They go purchase it. They prepare it. That's just one little part of their day that they do for us. But we sometimes take that for granted, how that food got on that table for us. Proverbs, and it's a little hard for me to see, so I'm going to turn to it. Verse 16 says this. She considers a field and buys it out of her earnings and plants a vineyard. A virtuous woman, a mother, a wife is always looking how to better our lives. She does it for her own money, from her own works, to make sure her children have what they need, to make sure their children have a better life than she had. She works and plans. So she picks out a field and saves the money and purchases the field. She don't stop there. And she plants the vineyard. That's what our mothers and our wives and our young ladies do for us, men. They constantly are planning and preparing for you to have a better life, for you to be taken care of in every form or fashion. They're always looking to see what they can do to better our lives, our children's lives. Women's work is never done. I've heard that. But this tells it to the truth. Even God recognized a woman's work is never done. Even God recognized the value of a virtuous woman. Proverbs 31:18 says, the merchants for profits. But the second part is what I want you to look at. Look at the second part of this. Her lamp does not go out at night. Verses read earlier, she gets up early. And she stays up late. Because when you have children, it's getting up early and staying up late. I can remember my kids growing up. I come home from work and there's some times that I'm tired. I go to bed, but Kim is still up working and making sure the kids are prepared, making sure my work clothes are ready for the next day, making sure that I have what I need to be successful, making sure our kids are ready for school. They're always working. They're working early in the morning and late at night. And when it says the lamp never goes out, somebody's got to provide that oil. It just doesn't stay filled up the whole time. The power of my house has never gone out. She's always making sure that we're provided for the things that we need. She's always throughout till late at night making sure that we are taken care of. And I look back at my life as a child and I can't remember a difficult time. Why was that? Because my mom always made sure I was provided everything that I needed. And she was a godly woman. She was raised in the church. And she raised godly women. Y'all, women have a huge impact. I don't think y'all see it because it's just second nature for y'all. But y'all have a huge impact. Like I always say, when I go to the ladies here at church, if they do something, I say, thank you. Oh, no biggie, we got this. Or I ask Kim to take care of something. I got it. Don't worry about it. That's what the ladies do for us men. You know, not only do they take care of their own family, but the ladies have a heart that we don't have. It's just, I'm being honest. The ladies are constantly looking to see what they can do for others. She opens her hands to the poor. She reaches out her hands to the needy. Us men, we are what we call tunnel vision. We're going through our day trying to get things done and focus. Women look throughout to see what impacts they can do, see where they can make a difference. They are reaching out and seeing things at times that we don't see. You know, Rush teaches a class. He talks about how men and women see things differently. Men wants the headlines because we just want to know what's going on so we can go on through our day and get through. Just tell me the main topic. Women want the details. You know why they want the details? I didn't think about it till I started preparing this lesson. Because they want to see and find those opportunities to help others. They want the details so they can see, oh yeah, there's a need right there I need to take care of. Oh, this person needs something. That's why they are about the details. And to have a woman like that next to you makes you successful. Have a mother like that makes you grow up to succeed. Like you said earlier, if it wasn't for y'all, none of this would be possible. And you laid it right on there even more. And it still would not be possible. Because the ladies, y'all need to realize the value that you have. They're dressed in fine linen. I really thought about this one. Why was that in there? Dressed in fine linen. But you think about this. When a young lady takes on a man to take on a family, she's taking on his name. So when she walks out the door, she wants everybody to see how proud she is to carry your name. She wants everybody to recognize that I'm carrying the man I love's name. I'm carrying my children's name. She wants everybody to see that she walks out with pride and beauty. And she does it elegantly where we don't do it as well. But when they walk out in purple, they're showing the world who they're a family and who they're a part of. And they do it with so much pride. When they come home, when you see them, they're working hard, making sure everything's taken care of, making sure the house is clean, making sure that we have food, making sure we have everything. They are working so hard. But when they're out in public, they want the world to know how proud they are of their family. And to me, that's just absolutely awesome. The love and the pride that they have towards family. Kind of funny, that's how the church is related. Christ is the head of the church, dressed up in purple and royalty. Our ladies are the same way. They imitate Christ in the way they live, in the way they act, in the way they do. They show us men how we should live. It's just an awesome, awesome to think about what our women do for us. And they ask for what? Nothing. Like I said earlier, they work behind the scenes. They don't look for recognition. They just want their children and their men to be successful. That's all they look for. They make garments and sell them, constantly looking a way to improve our lives, constantly making sure that we have what our need. Not only do they make garments for selling, that was read earlier, but they make sure that we are warm in the winter. They make sure that we have everything that we need and we don't have anything to worry about. She opens her mouth with wisdom and teaches kindness. You know, I'll be honest with you, men like to fix things. That's our thing. You can bring me a problem and I try to fix it. Sometimes I've been told many times, I don't want you to fix it, I just want you to listen. And one of my biggest struggles that I have, and one of my sins that I have, is that I have it, I'll cut her off thinking I know what she has to say. But if I would just listen, she provides so much wisdom. Because she does it with a heart of kindness. She's not looking out for her advantage. She's not looking out for what's best for her. She's not looking out to get something out of it. She's trying to tell me and show me from my kind heart how to look at something. There's a lot of wisdom that our women bring to us. They try to stay back and let us be the men of the house. But us men, when we're in our private times, we need to listen to our women. Because they come with a kind heart. We're just trying to fix things. Let's just fix it and move on. That's what we try to do so often. But we need to listen to our mothers and our wives and the young ladies because they have a heart of gold. Her children raise her up and call her blessed. Her husband also. We are truly blessed for the women that we have in our life. And we think about it, she raises her daughters up to be the next generation of that same compassionate heart. Their mother's daughter carries on a godly tradition, godly looks and acts. So that's what our women do for us. You know, even when her charm gets a little down and her beauty fades away, she will always be a woman who fears the Lord. You can't ask for anything better than that to have in your life as a woman that fears the Lord and that wants to do the will of the Lord. And that we praise and she praises the Lord. And we should praise her for what she does in our life. Ladies, you know, I said it a little while ago, I don't think y'all see it. I don't think y'all see the impact and how important y'all are, because y'all play behind the scenes. The value that's in you. And you need to recognize that this morning, there's great value in you. What you do affects not only the family, but the church here. Not only the church here, but the community out there. You have a huge impact on this world. And you know what? You're a gift from God. And us men need to recognize it, and you need to understand it, that you are a gift given from God. There ain't no better thing to be than a gift given from God. The work that you do, the love that you have, the kindness that you show, not only to your immediate family, your kids and your husbands and those around you, but what you do within the church and what you do with the needy and the people who need help out there. You're a gift from God, and without you, as said earlier, none of this would be possible. But I want to tell you something. In Genesis 21, verses 1 through 3, it talks about this. For the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he has said. And the Lord did Sarah, that's faded, Sarah what he had promised. You know, one thing that you ladies need to realize, the Lord's going to keep his promise to you. I know your days are long. I know you work hard. I know you provide for so many. But the Lord promises you he's going to give you what you need. Even when you get in the age like Sarah, he still kept his promise. He still gave Sarah what he promised her. As you read on, you'll see that the very time God had promised. It's not on our time sometimes, but God fulfills his promise. Ladies, you need to realize and know that you're a gift. You need to realize that God looks out for you and he will keep his promise to you. No matter what struggles you go through. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may be good. Go well with you in the land the Lord your God has given you. You want to live long. You want to have a good life. You need to honor your mother and your wives. That's from Scripture. You're going to live a long life, a good life, if you listen to the ladies. You know, so often in this world we face difficult times, and it's hard to figure out with everything that's going on. We've had a tough couple of years, and I know, ladies, you've been working twice as hard to make sure that everything's taken care of, the house is double cleaned, that we're wearing our mask when we go out, that we're doing what we're supposed to as men, that y'all are on top of us for our health. Just like back in the Civil War when the ladies were looking out for the difficult times. And believe me, I know that it puts so much on you. Because with a caring heart comes a burden. You worry about other people. You worry about their needs. You worry about your children. You worry about your husband. You worry about the people out there. And if you're struggling with that this morning, you ain't got to worry about it anymore. Because you as ladies have an avenue that no other ladies out there have. Is you can take all your burdens and put it on Christ and not worry about them anymore. You can have faith in the Lord that he will provide you the strength and the ability to do what you need to do. You know, us men, and sometimes I don't think we appreciate our ladies that are sitting right beside us or right next to us, that what they actually do. I think we need to remember where that food comes from. We need to remember that our lights stay on. And we need to remember when we come in our house is straight. We need to remember we don't even worry, have to worry about our kids because our kids take care of them. And let me tell you something. I got one that's left the house and I got another one that leaves in June. And I tell you right now, Kim is still their mother. She makes sure they have what they need. She provides them. I don't care what house they're in or where they're at. A mother's always going to be a mother. No matter what age you get. She's going to make sure that they have everything they possibly need. Because she's trying to be that virtuous woman for her children. No, I don't know what you face and I don't know what your struggles. I just know that we face hard times. And I can't imagine as a man doing y'all's job. But if there's anything we can do, they will be up front here. And I'll be in the back for anybody who wants to bring their prayers forward to the church. Let me tell you something. It tells us that the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I think to myself, how much more does a caring woman achieve? Because I tell you right now, the women of this congregation are constantly asking, what can I do for you? They're constantly coming together on Fridays and praying for the church. And praying for individuals. They're constantly coming together praying for each and every one of us. So you're not by yourself, if you're a man or a female, with the men of this congregation and with the women of this congregation, we got you covered. But most of all, the Lord's got you covered. So if there's anything that we can do for you this morning, I want you to come now as we